How come the one book I set out to write has ended up as the final part of a trilogy? Well, let me put it this way. When the Channel Tunnel was being dug from either end, if they'd missed each other in the middle, we would have ended up with two tunnels. By the same token, I've ended up writing a trilogy of books. I wrote my stories non-chronologically and met myself coming back, if you follow my convoluted logic. I'm an accidental author, all written in biro on a pad, a proper pad, that is, with lined paper and margins. Technology isn't my strong point. Norma has tried to drag me into the 21st century. I was going to write kicking and screaming, but was advised to avoid clichés like the plague. She surprised me with a tablet for Christmas. Prior to that, the only tablets I knew of were either biblical or on prescription. She has tried to teach me the rudimentary basics, but I'm afraid it's a similar scenario to a man trying to teach his wife to drive, a recipe for disaster. We sat together at the computer for my lesson. To begin with, you need to create a password which contains 8 characters, she informed me, ready to type in my choice. After thinking for a few moments, I came up with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Well, if you aren't going to take this seriously, I'm off. Was it something I said? Following the shortest computer course in history, I tried to teach myself to type. I picked up a bit of useless trivia. The longest word that can be made by using the top line of a standard QWERTY keyboard is typewriter. Apparently, the arrangement of letters is totally random, arrived at through trial and error to avoid the typewriter arms jamming together. I managed to complete The Quick Brown Fox Jumps Over the Lazy Dog over a timed period, measured in hours, not minutes. My typing technique can only be described as one digit. My index finger hovers above the keyboard like a falcon in search of prey. It circles patiently until I eventually locate the letter I'm looking for. It then swoops down for a hit. Perhaps a bird of prey isn't the most appropriate metaphor, since a peregrine falcon is the fastest living thing on Earth. I'm more like a tortoise on speed. Is it possible to swoop from a great height like a tortoise? Here's one to ponder. Aeschylus, a writer in ancient Greece about 500 years before Christ, was killed in bizarre circumstances. Yes, you've guessed it. A tortoise swooped down on him from out of the sky. An eagle had picked up a tortoise and, in order to crack its shell, dropped it to the stony ground. Unfortunately, the less-than-eagle-eyed bird must have mistaken Aeschylus' bald head for a rock. I don't know if they had life insurance policies in those days, but I think the assessor must have rolled his eyes in disbelief when reading the claim form. Incidentally, it's sadly ironic that he died so ignominiously because, before he became a playwright, Aeschylus was a distinguished soldier who fought at the Battle of Marathon. When the Greeks defeated the invading Persians, Pheidippides ran the 26 miles from Marathon to Athens with news of the great victory. This is how a marathon race gets its name and distance. Appropriately enough, Aeschylus is known as the father of tragedy. Technophobia. I can now operate my tablet all by myself, confident in the knowledge that help is only a shout away. I watched an internet sensation of a toddler who'd been given a glossy magazine, which had several photographs on the front cover. The toddler had only ever experienced the electronic world of touchscreens and had no idea what a magazine or photograph was. It was fascinating to watch the child try to scroll images or move them around the page, while becoming increasingly frustrated when nothing was happening. People look at me with a combination of horror, pity, and incredulity when I reveal that I do not possess a mobile phone. I'm of the final generation to be brought up without a phone in the house. No one on our estate had a phone, but there was one red public phone box. Hands up, those who remember pressing button A or B. The first mobile phones were about the size and weight of a house brick. Remember Mike Baldwin in Coronation Street wearing a shoulder holster, which looked more like something Clint Eastwood wore to hold his .44 Magnum in Dirty Harry? In a short period of time, microtechnology has advanced to the stage where handheld phones have been replaced by earphones. I find it quite alarming to be surrounded by people all apparently talking to themselves. It takes me back to my time as a nurse at Rainhill Psychiatric Hospital.